Getting ready for her senior season of college volleyball. Isn't that crazy to think about?
I don't want to even think about it being last year.
Yeah, I know it. It's 4 years of high school goes fast, but boy, 4 years of college even goes faster, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, especially 2 years here at McCook Community College, I felt like went super fast. Mm-hmm. And now 2 years at College St. Mary, it just feels like it went by even faster.
You finished up. Of course, schooling is done, but you finished up for spring season and with your team. You haven't got the new recruits in yet, but you got some, I think, transfers that came in. How'd you think your spring went for you?
I think it wasn't too bad. I feel like we did have a lot of more organization of the training and, like, more expectations of what we're looking for next fall season. And so I feel like we worked on quite a bit of that, and especially with connections, because obviously the seniors leaving and not training with us, we're really young still. And I think we maybe have only 5 seniors around in that number area, and then everybody else is like all sophomores and freshmen. Mm-hmm. And so I think just getting the younger players to have better connections with the upperclassmen will be a huge thing for us. And then also by then, especially the open gyms coming up in our training in the summertime, when the new girls come in that are in the Omaha area, that'll be good for them training with us as well early before the season starts.
You had 3 matches. You got a chance to play 3 spring matches, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We played Midland, Iowa Western, and Bellevue. And Bellevue was actually a good one because they're a really great team. Obviously, we've played Midland multiple times before. And then Iowa Western is another local team that we just put in for our spring games. It's all great competition for us. So it was really great experience for us in the spring, especially for our young girls to get in and have more playing time.
You've got to replace some key positions. You got to replace a setter, a DS that moved on, I think an outside that moved on. So you got a couple of spots that got to be replaced, don't you?
Yeah, but we also have great filler spots. We have a transfer setter coming in that was all conference at a ranked school, and I mean, I love her. Mm-hmm. And her and I already have a great connection with in volleyball and outside of volleyball as well. And then also we have transfer hitters coming in as well. We had Evie that came in during the spring, and she actually took a year off of volleyball, but when she came back, she was like phenomenal. Like, as soon as we got her in the gym more and more reps, like, she just like took off. Mm-hmm. And it's just great seeing how she adjusted so well, especially taking a year off. And then we have other transfers coming in, but they didn't transfer early in. So we'll see them in the fall or even the summertime, and I'm just excited for that to see them.
So these new freshmen coming in, can they come in during the open gyms in the summertime?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because last year I went to an open gym and I saw new faces, and I was like, oh, hey, like, nice to meet you. And then I asked, you know, like, just get to know them, and saw that they were freshmen. And so it was great to see that they're down here making the time to be able to get together, get more reps and more connections before the season starts.
So you're staying in Omaha, of course, this summer. Want to stay there, get in the weight room a lot and open gyms and just be a part of all that, because, you know, June, July is going to be here and gone in August, and practice for the first time is going to start soon.
Yeah, and thankfully we got a new strength coach this year, so all the coordination of weightlifting is like for sure set, and that's really great for us, because obviously we want to go really hard in the weight room and then get those reps on the court. I think we're going more open gym days this year. I can't remember, but it feels like we are. And so just with the format of training this summer, I really like it, because there's just a lot of training, a lot of connection as well. We added in team bonding in there as well, like twice a month. So I feel like that will really help us prepare for the fall season.
And I do believe your big trip for the fall at the beginning, go out to the West Coast. Is that right?
Yeah. So we go to Southern Oregon, and we compete down there. I think we have varsity and JV games down there too, so that'll be pretty fun for that. I'm excited because I've never been to Oregon before. So,
yeah, I don't think you have been the West Coast, period.
No,
Arizona. Well, that's about as close.
Yeah,
one.
True.
Yeah,
but
that'd be a very, very good trip. I'm sure you're going to see a lot of good teams there.
Yeah, it will be a lot of great competition. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Eastern Oregon is there, that they're ranked number one.
You played them last year.
Yeah, we did, and it was actually a really good match in our Labor Day tournament. But I'm not sure if we play him right off the bat because we already have our season started, but something could change in there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, other teams that we play down there are still great competition.
You're going to be a coach again coming up here at the end of the month in the Wild West All-Star Volleyball Classic put on by the MCC Booster Club over the Graff Event Center. Got to coach that again.
Yeah, and it's the same format as last year, and I really liked it. I think there's just a little bit less girls on each team because I have six exactly, but I mean, hey, it all works out. All six girls get to play even amount of time. So I think with this group of girls this year will be a another great year, great competition, so I'm excited for that.
You bet. Of course, you finished up a couple of months ago. You had some club volleyball in the Omaha area and went through that and had a lot of fun with that too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was a great learning experience, especially I actually had a great learning experience of the difference between like small town, between like a bigger city, right, of how the club works, different girls that you get, and obviously there were ups and downs in it, but I learned a lot from it, and I love my club director, and she was like, she told me, she's like, hey, I'm so proud of like how much you did for this team and like what you did to get through all of those tough times, and also get, made it fun for them and let them grow as well, because I had a young team. I was I went down to 13s, and that was the youngest I've ever done, because all I've done is 15s in high school. So I personally think that was a great experience for me.
You bet. Yeah, you'll continue, hopefully, in the years to come, hopefully being involved in that somehow.
Yeah, and I mean, I've want to work with kids around the 13 age, maybe younger too, just because I haven't ever really experienced that. But yeah, I really want to work with kids in a wide variety range of age, just to help the skill of the game and help them create that they want the love of the game, because I feel like volleyball is growing now, especially in Nebraska or the state of volleyball. So it's really happy to see that now volleyball is starting to grow really quickly now.
Thank you very much for coming by. Have a great summer.
Thank you.
I can't wait to watch those volleyball matches at the end of the month. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be really fun, especially something to kick off my summer with. So I'm really excited for that.
You bet. Thanks again for coming down.
Thank you.
You bet.